Jekka News. You need to know. Now.
Pretoria en Tzaneen Moore, 19 Johannesburg, 16 Emalahleni 18.
Happy to tell you the N1 northbound in Pretoria is starting to calm itself down. There is still that crash in Midrand between Allendale and the New Road exit. That's what's causing all the problems into the Buccleuch interchange. All three highways trying to get northbound is still slow. And there's now a crash after Kloof Road before Van Buren. The N3 southbound from Modderfontein and from the R24 N12 link all the way to Germiston is very slow.
Joe Mann with your sport headline. South Africa now 173-2, chasing down 282 in the World Test Championship final. And Victor Hovland and Sam Burns move up the leaderboard to join JJ Spawn and Tristan Lawrence, another South African, at the top of the leaderboard.
AfriForum het vandag 'n aansoek ingedien oor hoeveel die nuwe Gauteng nommerplate motoriste sal kos. Dit volg op die bekendstelling verlede week van 'n loodsprojek vir die nuwe nommerplate in die provinsie deur die Gautengse premier Panias Lesufi. AfriForum se Louis Boshoff.
Lesufi's priorities can rightly be questioned. Are the existing number plates really the problem that needs to be focused on right now? Centurion is full of sinkholes. Johannesburg is struggling without water and the substations in Pretoria are burning. But the premier has decided it's time for new number plates.
Die Weskaapse premier Aske Mabonyana het herstelplanne uiteengesit van die verwoesting wat veroorsaak is deur stortreën en dodelike vloede wat die provinsie geteister het. Assesserings om die koste van die infrastruktuur skade te bepaal is tans aan die gang.
The short to medium is the question of relocation of those people who are in the temporary shelters. And then medium to long term is how are you dealing with the issue of those who are building below the flood line.
Vir meer besoek jackarandfm.com en klik op news. Die eerste groep van 249 Suid-Afrikaanse weermagsoldate uit die Demokratiese Republiek van die Kongo word eers vanaand of môre in die land verwag. Die soldate sou oorspronklik met Tanzania Airlines vervoer word, maar sal nou reis met 'n groter vliegtuig voorsien deur Kenyan Airlines. Die minister van verdediging, Angie Motshekga.
We are currently experiencing logistical challenges with regards to the landing time of our troops today. The indication is that the arrival has been delayed due to technical and logistical challenges with the contracted airline, which was done by SADC.
Winnie Mbeyema, die uitvoerende direkteur van UNAIDS, sê regeringsbefondsing moet opgeskaal word om pogings teen seksuele geweld, geslagsgebaseerde geweld en HIV-infeksies onder jong mense te versterk. Sy is in Suid-Afrika om die impak van groot befondsingsbesnoeiings te bepaal.
There were some programs in this country that were and in other countries funded by the US government, but these programs were really, my friend has called them gold-plated programs. They were very capital-intensive.
Nou, vir 'n kykie na môre se weer, Pretoria en Rustenburg 5-19, Johannesburg 4-16, Emalahleni 3-18, Polokwane 5-18, Rustenburg 6-19 grade. Ek is Chanel September, terug met meer nuus om 7.
Dankie Chanel September. It is 4 minutes past 6 tonight. It is Friday. Let's get into the mix.
This is Rob's Mix. Jacaranda FM.